Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. Just a little taste of a sample of something very intense. That was Angie Matson, and I'm honored to have listened to her last night. It was very great show here in Los Angeles. She is about heading toward her tour. You've heard her many times on a lot of her songs on my past shows. Also, you can check out her interview that I had with her last year. I believe it was November 13th. Do check out her site at angiematson.com. That's Angie, M-A-T-T-S-O-N.com. And on there you'll see her new album, which is called Skeleton Arm. It's just amazing album. When I say things are for real, I'm sort of blown away. I say it for real, not just to make it up, dude. Y'all just listen to it. She has an amazing voice, and her, especially in her words, and it's outstanding. Now, she is on a tour, so I'm going to give everybody a heads up through the next 2 months where she's going to be at and where she's going to be playing. So for those of you out there, you can tell your friends or relatives or whatever, tell them where she's at. And if you're around that area, do check her out. I mean, it is a very this is a window of time for 2 months that she's going to be here. She's possibly maybe doing some overseas stuff, and I'll give you a heads up when that happens as well. Anyway, she will be in San Francisco on the 5th here, September 5th, at the Hotel Utah, and that's in San Francisco, California, of course. And then she's heading right after that to Portland, Oregon. That's on the 6th, and she'll be at the Atlantis Lounge. And then from there, on the 7th, Seattle, Washington, at the Can-Can. Then September 8th, the following day, at Vancouver. So she'll be in old Canada, in British Columbia, at the Railway Club. And then she's heading back into the States on September 10th, and that's in Boise, Idaho. And she's going to be in the club called Julia Davis Park. And then but she will be in Salt Lake City there on September 20th in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at K-Fi at Acadia. And then on the September 21st, Madison, Wisconsin, she'll be at the Frequency. Then on the 22nd, the following day, she's heading down to Iowa. So she's basically crisscrossing around the United States. So everybody will have a chance to hear her again. That's on the 22nd of September at, I believe it's called, excuse me if I say your town wrong, Dubuque, Iowa. And then she's going to be at the Monks. And so do definitely check her out. You can always also check her site at, like I said, at angiematson.com. She has posted there her schedule, where she's going to be at, even through October, which I'll also, as the coming days go through each week, I'll keep you an update of any additional dates come up for new places she's going to be. So do check her out. I'm telling you, it's just an intense voice, tense music, and you'll be really enthused hearing her sound. Now, coming next week, as you probably all see posted on the headline there. I have on September 10th, a very special guest. I feel highly honored. This is probably the most special guest I have to say. I don't like to say anybody more special than another one. But this, I think, is the most profound situation that I feel honored to have her on my show, because she's going to explain a lot of things. Let me first say who it is. Her name is Simona Lewis. That's on September 10th, and she is a Brahmin. And a Brahmin is a priest, a bloodline Indian, which means it's basically the highest order amongst the Hindus in India. Now, Simona has been in extremely close contact to many of what they call the who's, and I'll, you know, paraphrase what George Carlin once said, as you see there, the real owners, and you ain't one of them, but very in tight with the Illuminati, and since her youth. So she has firsthand knowledge and experience from day to day of what's going on. And in fact, many of the internationally well-known speakers and who you get your information from whether it's the States or around the world, have come to her to get the real information of what they're up to. And that's like a hush-hush. And she has now feels, I guess, impelled to come on and tell what's up. It's almost, she's almost like the, you know, the Aaron Russo of today, of telling what he said of his firsthand experience. But that was just one small incident. She has a lifetime of knowledge and where she's at, and she's on constant contact with them. So fortunately for her, and I hope nobody does anything and jeopardize her well-being because of this information, but I feel very honored again, because she is taking her time and her precious time to come on this my show next week. And it will be a pre-record, so you won't be able to call in for questions. But you, the information that she will discuss is very important. She will divulge for the first time on an international show who they are, the Illuminati, who they really are, and what they have done, and what they intend to do, and what they're really afraid of. But what I, what was explained, what you and I and everyone around the world can do about them. So, remember, that's next week. Circle down September 10th. Now, a lot of things I've come up with, you know, I look at situations and I paraphrase things and I put parables, and I felt what a lot of issues, what I see around the world in a constant situation. And I had posted this recently, actually, on Facebook. God, everybody's on Facebook now. But I felt compelled to put this on and reiterate it here on my show. So, oh, by the way, this is Andrew Fetter at When Pigs Fly, if you haven't noticed. guess I got too intense in my conversation here. I love that word because somebody had referred me to that. Because that's two ways of looking at what is intense. Anyway, when the eyes are wide open, they see nothing. When the ears only hear what they want to hear, they hear nothing. When the mind is cluttered, it has been limited to an illusion where there is no free thought or reason. But when the heart opens and anger and pain is released, healing prevails, and the eyes can see, and the ears can listen, and the mind feels and thinks freely. And the soul becomes a hummingbird fluttering amongst the flowers of wisdom while tasting the nectar of the universe. That pretty much sums up pretty much a lot of things I try to explain in different ways, different elements, whether it's within books or whatever. It sort of encapsulates everything. But I want to, now get into, I'm sort of switching gears here. It's unusual. I wanted to express something that people often put things extremely difficult. What can we do? And things are quite simple. So somebody asked me who has read my book. By the way, Spirit, do check that out. It is andrewspirit.com. You can check out that site. That's where my book is. But you can also Amazon, Barnes & Noble, yada, yada. But it deals with about going out of body. But somebody had asked me, actually numerous times, what would be the excerpt that I would feel most compelled if I had to read out of one little section, what would it be? And then it's funny because when I place things in whatever literature I write, I put myself within those books. So sometimes it's interesting when I see responses, what people, even reviewers, say about it, and because it is really the truth, even though it is fiction. So, in fact, there's an excerpt that I read, ironically, exactly found within my book that I actually said on two different shows on when pigs fly. I'm sorry, I don't remember the dates of them offhand. I probably look it up and check it out. But yeah, these are two different. And when I was rewriting my book, I added those in. Because I originally wrote this particular book back in 97, I updated things, and then I updated things I had experiences and how I felt was more important to say. So it's a situation with the book that I'm going to read, and it comes from in an area which I don't want to jump into, which one of the characters in the book, Sandy, who is the attorney for Johnny M., who is really in body form, the person in the book is really Randall Lenner, the guy who's is his soul is Randall Lenner, and he's trying to find out who he was, and he's now about to be basically killed. Anyway, so she was looking up on YouTube, checking this out. So this is what she sees and hears from the excerpt, and this is coming actually from my voice. I've already said this before. I say God is within us, that we don't need anyone else to make that divine connection for us. They say we are separated from God and that we need them to make that divine connection. I say we are free to make choices on our own and that we must take personal responsibility for our actions. They say that we must make, that they will make the choices, and we must act their way. The theme of spirituality is unconditional love. The theme of their religion is fear and guilt. My way says spirituality does not require us to make donations. Their way, their religion, has become big business. I say there is no hell, there's no judgment, there's no angry God, that we are all loved unconditionally. They say there is a hell, that God is angry and judges us, and therefore we are not loved unconditionally. I say we are free to choose our own path to God. Their religion commands us to do it their way. My spirituality says we go to God to lighten our burden. Their religion, their way, has taught us to fear God. I say we should not be ashamed of our own sexuality, that it is indeed our true sacred celebration of love. Their religion has taught us to feel ashamed, guilty, dirty. My spirituality teaches us to honor and respect Mother Earth. Their way, their religion, has told us, be thou fruitful and multiply and subdue Earth. And I repeat, subdue Earth. my spirituality reminds us that we are all one with God and with each other. Their religion, their way, teaches disunity, separation, which is the opposite of God. My spirituality says God is within us. Their religion says He is in heaven and they are the only intermediaries for us. I say we are born in innocence and purity. They say we are born with sin. I say we are on a spiritual quest that will ultimately end by our own reuniting with our source. They say we've got one life to get it all right, and there's nothing but heaven or hell after that. My spirituality says we are free to express. Their religion, their way, gave us the dreaded Inquisition. My spirituality teaches unconditional love for all. Their religion, their way, gave us the Crusades, the pogroms, the Manifest Destiny, Inquisition, Genocide, the Holocaust, Columbus, suicide bombers, 9/11, and I could go on and on naming how many ways people were killed and slaughtered in the name of God. I believe we should love one another unconditionally and always honor the rights and choices of others. Their religion treated the Native Americans, the Mayans, and other indigenous cultures as savage primitives who must be saved. My spirituality teaches peace and harmony. Their religion has caused more wars and more killing than any other reason. My spirituality says respect all living things. Their path my question is, does their path show respect to the living? On the contrary, spirituality teaches to have faith in ourselves. Their way says it's their way or the highway, while their religion teaches us to have faith in them. My spirituality says we have all the answers, that we can find them without going within. Their religion teaches us it has all the answers, and only its answers are the right ones. My spirituality teaches us to search for the universal truths, and our hearts will tell us exactly where they are and how we can find them, for they are within us. Their religion teaches we have no choice but to accept their version of the truth. So tell me, which one feels better to you? Religion, their religion, or spirituality, your spirituality? I say to you, go to your heart, for the answer will lie within you, because it will never lie to you. God bless you, love and light to all. And that was the first part. And then, of course, within the book, Sandy clicks through on, I'm sort of going through because I didn't even write it down what exactly, but she starts looking through the next YouTube, and then I will now say what this is. Sort of funny when you reread something you had said so many times over. So here it goes. As they say, it is really quite simple. And they shall turn their tongues of hate, ignorance, and fear into plowshares. There is a path of darkness where hate is the absolute. And there is the path of light where love is the absolute. And there is choice. I ask you, what is yours? But what is the dark path? And what is the path of light? There is no gray when you head toward one path or the other. I look to the sun and I see light. Hence, the opposite is obviously the other. What ultimately are these paths? Light is love. What dark is hate? It's that simple. It's that plain. There are those, like the dykes, the denses, who their lies, ignorance, and hate, and so others will embrace the path of dark. There are also those who say that they are enlightened, but unfortunately, they themselves have embraced also these very hate, same hate mongers, and their complicity of promoting hate by having these individuals on their shows and websites who, by their own complicity, have walked toward the light. And justly, they too, with certainty, will not be spared from their own karma. They are not any innocent from the rallies or the insanities or the Lush Dimbaughs or the Fox Newses who have continued their lies and hate, but only from opposite corner. This is not say to least, by the way, that others from the so-called post M's are any different. The dark path is an epitome for those who embrace hate, fear, guilt, and division without taking responsibility for their own choices or by playing poor me when they started the fight, then cry for sympathy over their own choices and over their own actions. Dark is teaching your children to hate, preaching violence, preaching in the name of God to hate your fellow man and woman. Dark is to apologize for these teachers of hate, these inciters and these implementers of hate. Love, on the other hand, is the path of light, unity for the commonality, while respecting the uniqueness of our individuality. This is the path of light. Having compassion and mutual respect is the path toward light. Light is the path of teaching and preaching love, especially to the new embodiments, the children, of course. Light is the path of healing not only the individual, but for all nations and all of mankind. All humanity as one conscious, for we are all one. So I say to those who call themselves of peace, but then embrace or apologize for those who hate and desire. Why? You are not of love. You are not of peace. You spill with the embodiment of hate. And to those who preach hate, why do you preach hate and lies and division instead of love and mutual respect? Now, there are names out there. There are names, and I'll be plain and simple. They call themselves like the Amnesty International. Or they may have names thrown in there like some kind of human rights or solitary of peace or something of peace or solid, you know, unification, the pro this, the pro that. Or they call themselves of justice. But this, in reality, is a lie. It is, in fact, a putrid, vile use of the word peace if they use that within their name. Because they are in only name only. Because the universe and those who walk the path of light know very well and are very aware of their true path of darkness, which preaches with the bias and publication of hate amongst mankind or part of mankind. If you hate one, you hate them all. How can you not hate? If you hate the left hand, then you surely hate the body, for the left hand is part of the right hand, for they're both attached. For these people, they are not of peace or of love for humanity. Their wicked tongues lie of bias and hate, while coloring the truth for their real political agendas and incentives. For the very foundation of peace and harmony for all humanity is really quite simple. It is simply love. And love and respect must be taught to the children, or they themselves will be sucked into that path of darkness, of despair, and which culminates in their own sentence of death and violence. And all for what? For land or religion, which is the very illusion of mankind. For in fact, no one is beholden to any land. For all of land, we are all from the Adama. We are of Adam. Man is from earth, from the land, of the land. So I say to those preachers of hate, lies, and deceit, you are the tool of manipulation, though you hide under the cloaks of human rights or peace in name only. You are not if you're not part of the solution, you are the problem. You are the ultimate lie. The universe is aware of this, and the light will illuminate within the universe spotlight upon you, upon your lies, your hate, in the very coming days of these days of ascension. There will be those who even lie about the Jews, the Zionists, the Freemasons, the Buddhists, and others, while deafening their cries from Tibet and placing their heads in the sand while children are being slaughtered in the Sudan or the Congo. The dark is your path, and the guilders are your real master. As you follow their manipulation for their own dark endeavors, there are those who think we are all fools. But the light displays your shadows of lies and deceit and hate. There are those who have followed the path of dark. Some are under the obscurity of manipulation to hate and or to apologize for the haters. But your existence, too, is being made. Your path, your true path, is uncloaked. Your lies and your deceit will become as apparent as rain brushing upon one's face. For I say this, light is indeed engulfing the earth plane. Truth is indeed unfolding like sand settling in a glass of muddied water. Paths are simply of choice. Walking the path of light means healing, loving, respecting, tolerance, compassion, thirst for understanding, the endeavor for the exploration of wisdom within our universes. These are the directions toward light. It's nothing really abstract about that, is it? So I say, no more hate, because the path will surely capitulate. There will be those who call themselves left wing, right wing, but in reality, all you are just chicken wing. There are those out there, and they know who they are, will add to the plight of mankind to continue the lies with a theme of hate only and perpetuate the mindset of the prison planet. You are on all sides. You are the very problem of this embracing of the blame game, because it's always the same lame game. Now I ask, what would happen if love was taught to your children? What would happen if respect and compassion were taught to your children? What would happen to those, including some hosts on internet sites and radio and television, who align themselves with spewing hate and lies and division like the aforementioned, if they realize they are only pawns of the dark, so they could sell more books, more tapes, only to expand the methodical dispersion of lies and hate, the disinformation, the guilder disinformation. And by the way, guilder in my book is the Illuminati, the Bilderbergs. What would happen if they instead align themselves to like the words of light, like people like the Dalai Lama, Deepak Chopra, or other enlightened beings? And there's many more and more and more coming out. Even my future guest that's coming on next week. Now, wouldn't that be a switch? Wouldn't that be spreading the message of love instead of lies and hate? Wouldn't it be easier to follow this path, the path of love, the path of light? What would happen if those who preach the conspiracy of hate are the very ones who are walking the dark side only to perpetuate the lies of hate and division and the dark? For what they really think is their true desire, greed at the expense of their fellow humankind. What would I say to you if the ascension will shake out the lies of these wicked tongues of the dark and those who bring forth bring forth the love and compassion of humanity? What would happen to those walking the path of dark if they sell no more books? They had no more books to sell, no more websites to post, no more lectures, and no more radio shows. What would happen if you reached into your hearts and heard the very truth of humanity and realized we are all of the same? And we can choose this path of light, or be swallowed by the unfortunate results of the dark. What would happen? What if I say there is a choice of the heart and mind, and you can choose love or hate? What then would you choose? What if I say that the choice is really as simple as common sense? What if I say you can believe in yourself with self-worth and self-love while unconditionally loving and respecting all that is around? What if I told you it was as easy as holding your child, kissing your lover, enjoying a sunset, smelling a flower, drinking water, breathing the very air that surrounds us, or even listening to raindrops as they fall? What if it was that easy? Wouldn't you choose love over hate? What would happen if no longer posted a lie or marched in a goose-step of hate? What would happen if blogs and news had no more conflicts to write about or to write some opinions of? Would the journalists, the bloggers, the newscasters be out of jobs? What if they stopped preaching that my God is better than your God, or my law is the only law, or if you don't believe in him, you're not worthy, or women are less than men, or submit to our way or die, or it's my way or the highway? Would they now be out of jobs? What if I said if their ascension was really here, it's been happening, it's not a time sequence, it is here, but what the ascension really is, a mirror of your choice, and the choice is yours? What if I said that to fear change and growth and love is the practice of the dark, which has manifested in the ways you, your children, and your grandchildren have been taught? What if I said that the fear and hate that you've been taught can be changed? What if love and mutual respect could be our embracement instead of the effigies of lies, deceit, fear, guilt, and hate? What if I love, what if love and compassion were as common as water? What if the division of land, of people, of governments, organized religions were no more? What would happen? What would happen if the beings from other far-reaching galaxies who have indeed been observing us said, we are now no longer pawns of the dark? What then would be the encounter? What would happen if I say, the clerics had no work. You know, the priests, the imams, the ministers, the rabbis of all major religions, all the clerics, they had no work. They're out of a job. Your job's done. What would happen? What would happen if there were no left, no right, no liberal, no conservatives, but just the individuality that were suspected mutually, and there was a true embodiment of humanity that walked the very steps toward love? Yeah, we're different. We're all trees, different leaves on this tree of life. We have different perspectives. Some may be tended this way or tended that way. But we don't have to label ourselves and label others and put them in little pickles, would we? Now, what would happen if that didn't exist? What if Fox Noise told the real news and didn't spew its daily commentary? What if the Obermann's only countdown was good and suddenly he had no one on his worst list? What if CNN said, you know what? There actually are ETs and aliens that's been the beings that who have been around and been visiting our planet on a daily basis. Sorry, folks, we just didn't tell you the truth. What would happen? I mean, what would happen if President Obama came out and said, hey, you know what? Here it is. Here's the complete, full, and truthful disclosure of UFOs and ETs from our government. What would happen? And that there were always and always have been ETs, and we've had our encounters with them, and we really, really are sorry. We apologize that our government held back the truth. I mean, what if? I mean, what if CNN disclosed such as the Trilateral Commission, the Council of Foreign Relations, what is really the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England. What would happen to CNN if it disclosed this? What would happen? What if energy was free? I mean, it's free. I mean, we utilize SEG, for example, which is the zero electromagnetic generators or whatever. I mean, we have the ability to have free energy. What if I told you that this energy, like I said, is actually free? But those of the dark want you to believe in effigy is lies and deceit. What if I told you that you died and you came back? Only to receive what you've already manifested. You created this whole thing. I mean, that would change things, wouldn't it? Change your thought patterns, wouldn't it? What if I told you that you could change your path of darkness and embrace your path of light by simply walking with love? It was really that simple, isn't it? Just switch the direction. Not that hard. You walk, you take a footstep, you turn around. What if hate was really not your fate? What if those who preach, write, paint, sing, march, and practice other methods of expression, taught and preached love. What would happen if they took their tongues and made them into plowshares? What if I told you dissension is indeed here and magnifying to an ever-expanding form from second to second? And there will be those who still choose to continue their backward, dark ways of hate and division. And these same people will be overwhelmed by the coming events. But these are their choices. But there will be those who will choose the path of light and embrace the upcoming changes with the wings of Raphael. There will be those who choose the endeavor of truth, wisdom, healing, love. These choices of light will be the cobblestone of the very path that the inhabitants of Earth will walk upon. This, it, is the ascension. It is found upon the vibration of unconditional love and respect. And the ultimate reward, is simply you. And I say to you, I shall love. I say, love shall overcome. And as they shall make plowshares out of their tongues, for the ascension is here and the rest is so trivial. Love is the only reason you are in your embodiment. So learn to love, because that is the path when it is in the ascension. So I let it be known that there will be indeed the day that they shall turn their tongues of hate and ignorance and fear into plowshares. And with that, I say thank you. Love to you all. God bless you. Thank you. And this is what was found in within my book, Spirit. I usually, like I said, don't like to reread things that I've written from books. I feel sort of weird doing that. But this is out of request, and indeed I felt it was timely in what is happening today around our world. Things are happening around our world that people are indeed, many are waking up, and there are many people who simply want to continue walking with blinders of events around them. People are waking up and seeing things happening, and they're finding out for the first time that they have been manipulated. So the first reaction is a lot of anger and hate. And that's normal. You know, when you find you're lied upon or screwed or whatever, the first reaction, what the hell is this? But then you got to step back and you got to realize, you know, these people, these individuals who've been doing this, they're part of us. We are part of them. And this is a lesson for us. We chose this. We allowed this. Even the choice of being not waking up is a choice. Choosing not to wake up is a choice. You can, because it's information, things are out there. You can, when you stick your head in the sand, that's a choice. If you're sleeping, it's a choice. And so don't get angry at them. A lot of times we defer our anger over a situation. But it's really, we're angry, if you really get down to it, you're angry with yourself. And don't be angry with that. Everything has a certain timing. You know, you'll have a passion of it. But instead, look beyond that. If you raise, like I went into, using about love, that's all you're here for. That's really that simple. I mean, you go from every single major real prophet in the lands, from Jesus to Moses to Buddha to Lao Tzu and Tao Te Tung, or any of them, even the core of Sufi Islam with Muhammad, or any of them, the core, the very core. I know there are people who go, oh, it's not a religion of peace or whatever. You get the core of things. You get the very core of stuff, the real foundations of spirituality, which isn't I don't say of religion, because religion condescends organized religion, with the real spirituality within all things are one and the same. It's love. It's reiterated over and over and over and again. It's like hitting you in the head. And the counter to that is fear, hate, division, making you think you're divided. Because what happens when you're love? What happens when you're loving? Actually, the very element, because love is a verb, is you're unifying. You're connecting with those around you. You're connecting with Earth. You're connecting with yourself. Love is like biyachad. That's the chad. That is the unification of God. That is the term of that. It's not one, it's to be one with. Left the bed out, but that's really it is. It's the one with, not one of separation. And if we had that, if as people rise in their frequencies in these times and rise up and realize the love within us, the connection with every soul, every element, what would happen? You know, even those who are maybe not disconnected and they're totally connected, you can't judge those people who choose not to be there. Because if more and more people go into the vibration of love, it'll just simply move them up. And if they can't handle their frequency, can't do it, unfortunately, they will have their own things happen to them, unfortunately, karmically. Because this Earth, our Earth, is indeed moving in a different direction. And there's a lot of fear patterns happening right now. There's fear of people who are trying desperately to keep things in control, how they plan to control things. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen. Whatever they can do all they want, but it's not going to happen. It's not something of faith, it's just the reality. Because for every action, there's a reaction. Well, the reaction is, this universe, this part of our universe, this area we call Earth, this realm, this, you know, whatever, is moving in a different area. It's not coincidence that now you are, if you look on, you know, whatever, more sightings of UFOs, more people are becoming more spiritual, more people are trying to find a different path in the so-called normal organized religions. More people are trying to find their faith. Why do you think the materialism of today is being removed from people's hands, from people's things? It's not for fear. It's to show you where things are in reality, who you are. When it's taken away from you, then you look at, maybe sometimes you can look in yourself in the mirror. It's like sometimes when you're sick, the reason why some people get ill is because they're running around doing so much shit around themselves and not really facing who they really are. So their sickness is, in fact, their soul, even though it might be painful and stuff, is to face who they really are. You know, when they're in that bed and they can't go anywhere, they have to stare in the moon or whatever. I've been there. Everybody's been there. What do? You're thinking this, but in reality, you're faced to see yourself, your soul, whether it's consciously or unconsciously. I mean, we all, in this realm, things are happening for a reason. People I know feel very angry and very upset. And it's normal. Nothing wrong with that. It's the first reaction when you feel you've been lied to. It's normal. But then after that happens, you got to step back and go, wait a second. Okay. Because your emotions are telling you something. You're actually mad with yourself in reality. You're really not mad at them. It's like you've been deceived. It's like you found out that your boyfriend or girlfriend had just slept with your best friend. You've been deceived. But in reality, that deception is part, you're angry with yourself for knowing, allowing that to happen, or it happening because of a situation. I mean, things are choices. It's not that you created that situation to be deceived upon in creating those people to create that action, but you're mad at yourself. oh, damn, I should have known. Don't people usually go like that? Oh, I should have known. When your higher self, actually, you do know. That's why that's that reaction. You yourself, you consciously go, oh, well, damn, I'm pissed off. But your higher self already knew that. And sometimes we're put in the situations for our reactions. That's part of our karma, to learn, to grow, to heal, which teaches learn to love. Because many people have forgotten, don't know how to love. And they look and reach out for love outside themselves when their love is already in themselves. And when there's people who project unconditional love, sometimes it can be intense. For those who are, wow, I've never seen this before. Because what they're feeling is the intensity of their own unconditional love as well, for themselves and toward that other person. So it brings on perhaps a fear or perhaps enjoyment, or that is the reaction of it. You know, my past teacher, Janae Sinclair, once said, I will never forget her words. This is like literally a few days before her passing. And she says, it is so simple, Andrew. Everybody takes things so complicated. It's all about your love. You're learning to love. The other four-letter word. So anyway, I hope you've all enjoyed this show. I know it was sort of a heavy, different kind of show that I did. And I look forward to my next show, which will be with Simona Lewis. And like I said, you definitely have to hear that show. It will be put up on the archive, so for those who are listening, can't listen to it live, just keep a watch. It will be popped up. If you miss it next Friday, it will go in the archive, but definitely you have to hear the show. It will be one of a kind. Like I said, she's literally like, you'll hear things that you won't believe that are really have happened and who they really are and what's really, really going on. And you might be really angry, feel upset, and that's okay. But then you got to step back and do what is what you should be doing, and that's learn to love. But you'll hear her show when I have it with her. I almost feel like it's going to be her show because she's going to be the one doing most of the talking. But again, everybody out there, I want to thank you, and God bless you all. And I'm going to give you another little taste, another little morsel of Angie Matson. And I'll be doing this through the next 2 months. So if you've got any questions, do email me at flyingpigs@artlover.com. And you can always check out my website, andrewincognito.com, for upcoming things that I'm involved with. Besides my radio show, my books, I'm also involved when we're about to get released into the public, which is indeed about the Hopis. The Hopi Indian Native Americans who have presented their message, the real message, and who and where they're from as well. And I'll let you know when that happens. And, of course, do check out my book, Spirit. It is, like I said, indeed, to me it's a very important book because it deals with going out of body. But it gives a lot of the true understandings, which I believe are true, about how our matrix and how we are as souls, what has happened. These are actually my own experiences that you'll see within the book. So like I said, I don't leave things out. I put things how they are. Do check them out. And I want to thank you and God bless you all. And with that, I will close with Mississippi, just a taste of it. Angie Matson. Check her out, angiematson.com. God bless you all and thank you very much.
Drifter, baby, why you gotta run? Only muse in the setting sun. Go to the end of the other direction, and the miles will be your protection. Hey, hey, let's meet at the Mississippi. yeah, yeah.